the mental health issue, which we know is a common theme among these shootings, and that's something we're working
Speaker,
on right now.
I suspect a lot of people would agree with you on that, and most people would agree with you on that. But here's what the president said, and the reason I suggested there might be a conversation between you and the president. He said, we have a no-fly list where people can't get on plane, but these same people whom we do not like, who we did not allow to fly, could get into a store right now in the United States and buy a firearm, and there's nothing we can do to stop them.
Well, on this particular issue, we do have a constitution. Citizens have a due process rights, and anyone can just be arbitrarily placed upon the no-fly list. In fact, that's happened quite a bit. People have been placed on the no-fly list mistakenly, innocently. So we need to respect due process. So when we rushed to act on these things, let's make sure that we act accordingly. Let's make sure that we act according to citizens' rights, the Constitution. Oh, and let's make sure that what we do actually solves these problems. Mm-hmm. So that is why I think we need to take a pause and see what's happening. This is why we're working on mental health already.